President Donald Trump has twice tried to implement a travel ban targeting Muslim-majority countries. While neither are in effect, one Denver columnist took it upon himself to introduce his readers to people from those countries in a way that only he could. KUNC's Anne-Marie Awad has more.
When we meet up for lunch at the Sudan Cafe in Aurora, Mark Antonation orders up a few of his favorite dishes, including a plate of kushari. It's a North African dish that's made with lentils, pasta, and rice, topped with tomato sauce and fried onions.
Oh, it's nice. There's some cumin. The fried onions are awesome.
I love the fried onions.
Do you like spicy?
I am a little bit of a sissy with the spice.
Okay, I'm going to go for it.
You might not think so at first, but Antonation's job as the food and drink editor at Westward Magazine gave him a unique way to cover the travel ban.
I just thought it was kind of important to have an alternative voice to the main message coming out of Washington, D.C., which is, we're really nervous about you guys coming here.
So, taking advantage of Denver's diversity, he set out to review restaurants from all of the countries named in the first travel ban: Iraq, Iran, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and Libya.
I think, eating is just such a communal, friendly thing to do. And if you like the food, there's a better chance that you'll like the people that make the food.
And in this case, that person is Elmeki Idris. He's an older man and bald, with a graying mustache. He refers to some of his customers as Habibi, which in Arabic is a sign of affection. Idris and his wife have owned the Sudan Cafe for about 5.5 years.
I left Sudan normal long time ago in 1990, and I came here looking for American dream.
He doesn't agree with the idea of a travel ban, especially since he doesn't understand why Sudan is on the list of banned countries. But he insists his opinion of America has not changed.
It's a great nation, great people. And after this ban, I found a lot of customer, American people. They came here to support me and support the Sudanese.
Despite his optimism, Mark Antonation says not all of the restaurants he's visited have seen the same wave of support.
Mekki says that his business has been growing steadily, whereas at a Somalian restaurant nearby here, they said that the elections definitely hurt their business at a restaurant that's been there for 8 years.
So if we weren't full enough from lunch, we carefully cross bustling East Iliff Avenue to another one of the restaurants that Antonation has reviewed. This is the Yemen Grill.
Right now, the restaurant is so new that they basically only have a couple of dishes available.
And one of those is a fragrant roast chicken. It comes with a pile of bright yellow and orange rice.
So yeah, there's like whole peppercorns and cloves in there.
Plush red cushioned seats border the dining room, and the menu board above the counter is a holdover from the restaurant that used to be here. Owner Mark Bilawi is from Yemen. His sister was supposed to be here to help him, but she's stuck in Malaysia. Some of his employees also have family members that were blocked from entering the country when the first travel ban was implemented amidst global confusion.
We ran away from the country. We don't want to get bombing or this and that. We run away to the airport, and then we get to the airport, it's call you terrorists, call you this and that. So we run away from getting killed and save your life and your kid's life till you get to the airport. You're stuck there.
Bilawi had planned on taking his 3 young children to see his homeland, but recent events, along with the conflict in Yemen, have postponed any kind of trip indefinitely. He still owns a home in the village where he grew up in the southwestern part of the country.
And I was about to show him, we have camel back home. We have a lot of going on. I would try, make him something like amazing for them too. You can see it, how is everything around. Because you never see no camel, no donkey. No.
It's stories like Bilawi's that drove Mark Antonation to write about places like the Yemen Grill, to encourage people not only to support these businesses, but to build understanding in a time when tensions are high.
Hopefully it's not just from me, but from, the entire metro community coming together and saying, we're welcoming people, we're not afraid of immigration and new cultures and new ideas and new religions. And it's just part of what makes America a melting pot, not a homogeneous culture.
Antonation also says he hopes the project has a short life so that he can get back to writing about food. Hold the politics. For KUNC, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.